Hello, and welcome to another episode of Playing Behind the Zion Wall. I'm your host, Mr. Anderson. I have put this podcast together to help you, the listener, navigate through this world we call swinging, or as I like to call it, the lifestyle. We don't have a handbook on this, but what we do have is a collection of stories that we have experienced. This podcast is intended for a mature audience only. So if you're under the age of 18, turn this shit off. This isn't for you. But if you're over the age of 18, get in, sit down, and hold on, because who knows what the fuck we're gonna say. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Playing Behind the Zion Wall. I am your host, Mr. Anderson, and today we only have Miss Sabrina here. Harley and Doc are not here, and the reason they are not here is because Sabrina and I are clear down south in southern Utah. We have talked about this numerous times on coming down here to visit some of the southern friends. We have Hair and Metal here. So they've invited us down here. We've also have a room full of new people that are going to be on the podcast, and we will introduce them in a minute. But Sabrina,
we're here.
We're finally down here. It's been a little bit. How long have we been trying to get down here, Metal?
I think at least 2 or 3 months.
At least it's been.
Yeah.
It's been hard. It's been really hard to get down here. Yeah. But we're not going to have much of a topic today, but we are going to have two origin stories and lots of bullshit. So we're going to be bullshit, and we're all either drunk or high. So it's going to be quite
or both.
Yeah. So,
but I want to introduce our two couples. We're using fake names. We just came up with them just minutes ago, so there's going to be a little bit of editing going on because we're going to do a lot of name dropping tonight, I feel. A
little hesitation.
So what names did you guys pick?
Rainbow.
Dash.
Rainbow and Dash, and then we've got Wild and West. And Wild and West, we are actually at their property right now out in Cedar City, and we love it out here. Thank you for having us out here, and we appreciate your hospitality for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun. We went out and shot a bunch of guns,
which is
always fun.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Hurt your shoulders.
Yeah.
Group therapy.
Then we came back, barbecued a bunch of steaks.
Yep.
I mean, what better way to celebrate with friends?
Homegrown potatoes.
Yes, homegrown potatoes. Holy fuck, yes, those potatoes.
So good.
I can't wait.
This is so good.
Sweet cold. We're in our potato comas.
Yeah, we're all in potato comas down here. So I don't know if that's even a thing, but fucking we're calling
it
that.
I just made it a thing.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Yeah.
So we're going to get right into it, and we're going to have Dash and
Rainbow
tell their origin story. Go ahead and laugh it up. I don't give a fuck. I mean, so go ahead and tell your origin story. As a matter of fact, I did lie. They have been on our podcast before. We did a party segment where we had a couple people from our parties do these little interviews. And they were one of the ones. They're our Cedar City friends that were on our episode. So we're going to go a little bit more in depth on their first experiences and how they got into the lifestyle, just like normal, like we always do when we do when we have new people on our podcast. We just have them tell our origins, their origin stories, and take it away.
All right.
Don't forget to speak up. The microphone kind of sucks.
I gotcha. I'm sure I'll probably do most of the talking because Dash doesn't. But, and I do.
Right.
Lots.
You do talk a lot.
Yes.
So.
We love it.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm a talker too.
So we were both raised very conservative religious family upbringings. And we had a pretty standard marriage, you know. We did the whole church thing. We did this is how you're supposed to live your life.
So basically, you're having people dictate how you fucking live?
Correct, correct.
Instead of living your own life the way?
Every decision I ever made.
I've never known a religion that dictates people's lives. I mean, seriously.
No, it's not one of
those. I did everything to make everyone else happy. Every decision I made in my life was to make everyone else happy and happy with me. And when I turned 35, I kind of looked at my life and was like, I'm not really living. I'm not doing anything for me. And over the years, I had told Dash many times when we were being intimate that I was, you know, interested in girls, interested in boobs. And, you know, it was kind of something we laughed at. It was something that was a taboo that, oh, God, you never talk about that.
Right.
And I had always liked women, but it was one of those things where it definitely wasn't allowed. And he would indulge me a little bit, but it wasn't real.
It was a relationship.
So you really relaxed.
Yeah, she's over here passing out. The story's boring. Speed it up.
Sorry, yeah, it's all good.
It's not boring.
We're listening.
It's not boring.
Just not boring.
Just being a dick.
We established previously that my stories get lengthy. Okay, so
I did smoke.
And I did smoke. So anyway, we talked about it in taboo, in the bedroom only. And then I had been getting online and finding out that it wasn't that uncommon to have extra partners, to have, you know, a threesome or something like that. And I kept trying to throw it out there to him. Well, what if we invited a girl over to join us? And if it was in the bedroom in the middle of sex, it was, oh, that's hot. Let's think about that. But any other time of the day, if I would bring it up, it was like, oh, haha, you know.
You get a reality check, and it didn't fly too well, did it?
Right, right. He was very, very hesitant. And the further into things I got, I joined groups online. I tried to, you know, encourage him to come join. I even would, like, send him pictures of other women and be like, she's hot, right? And he's looking at me like I'm crazy. And
I don't see it.
Yeah, not at all.
This is why this is their story.
So I made some arrangements. I talked to him at length and we decided, okay, let's meet somebody and see what happens. And I had been talking to a gal from a northern state and drove up there to visit, spent a weekend, hung out. She and I hit it off as friends, but she got weird and kind of backed out from anything more intimate. I hadn't even kissed a girl. I was like total innocence.
Right.
And so they came down where we were living in Vegas after that. And she, about 2 weeks before they were coming down, said, do you guys want to swap? And so I talked to him and was like, are you interested in this? Should we try it? And we decided, okay, let's see how it goes. And we hung out with him for the day. We had a great day. That night in their hotel room, she said, can I kiss you? And it went from there. And we did play. We had a good night. It was fun. And we walked away.
As Dash slowly shakes his head, hell yeah.
I mean, it was intense. And unfortunately,
there was a lot of, oh, that just happened. Okay, we're going with it.
Yep, that's true. And
so a lot of rules weren't established.
Right.
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 There
were
no
rules.
You didn't know.
It's on how any rules were established.
You didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
All of our shit. No rules were established on the first time.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh,
it just was like, this is happening. Okay, let's see what happens.
YOLO.
And unfortunately,
right.
The guy was really, really nice and way into me, but it was not a successful event. And
on your end or his end?
Oh, mine, unfortunately. He loves me.
He had a great time. Unfortunately, it was done.
Yeah, it was about 3.5 seconds.
Oh.
Jump.
And,
yeah.
And then the wife,
it's
the one who I was interested in.
It happens to all of us.
I wasn't
like,
interested in the guy. I'm sorry. I just wasn't. I was interested in the girl. And
I know you.
You know what? That's more common than you think.
It is.
A lot more women are more interested
in the wife or partner
in the
people.
Wife
yep.
than the men. And
it happens a lot now.
Well, I've noticed that in our group. And
no, it's in it. It's everywhere.
But I've started to notice that a little bit in the Southern chat room as well.
Yes.
So.
But then though, there's been times when you've been.
Quite a few women claim to be bisexual, but in fact are not.
Yes.
Right.
That
has happened.
That's the flip side of
pretty,
that coin.
Yes. Pretty obvious to me when they're.
No. They're well and good to receive. But
oh,
when it goes the other way, they're like, let's kiss them.
It's not even that, but like you can tell if somebody's really,
really into it.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty,
right.
Pretty
so
obvious.
Let's pause your story for a second. I want to hear more about this. How do you know that they say that they're bi, but then when you realize that they're not, can you go more in depth on that?
I can actually give an example. I don't know what name she uses in the room, but
no.
I know. Anyway,
use it.
Some chick.
One word.
Some girl.
Yeah.
Some girl. Very cute. When she joined the room, I was like, oh, you know, so I asked her, are you bi? And she said yes. And I was like, sweet. Because, you know, I'd rather a woman be honest, you know.
Right.
And be honest with, I receive what I don't give. I don't consider myself bisexual, but I like kissing girls or whatever it may be. But to me, it's pretty apparent if they're into women or not.
Right.
They're either into you or they're not.
Or they like you being into them.
Well, everybody likes me being into them.
Well, everybody likes to be played with. Everybody
Amen.
Just likes to be laid.
Amen,
everyone
sister.
Just likes to lay there and just say,
enjoy.
Fucking have your way
right.
with me.
Right? So the first, it's like, we actually flirted, her and I, you know, little touches and things before we ever really fully hooked up. But the extent of her girl interaction with me was like a reach over, grab a boob kind of deal. And I was like,
you're just like, that's not.
Yeah, no.
I think that in this situation, and she told me the story. I feel like in her situation, it was more like, I'm really interested in your husband, and I'm probably going to be bisexual to say that I'm interested in your husband. Because when she was like, did this, she's like, I really just want to be with your husband. Is that not the story you told me?
She claims to be bi, but then her husband, when I asked him, because. After that, I was like, so she's not really bi, is she? He's like, she tries.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying.
You know?
So,
but I mean, yeah, I mean, it was pretty, and that's okay. I mean, that's okay.
I'm curious.
No, like, I don't want to hook up with them because of it.
Right.
It was just a little disappointing because I was excited about,
yes,
you know,
she did say that she was bisexual.
Yeah, yeah,
and then come to find out that she's not as
mm-hmm.
into girls as you thought she was.
I don't mind it.
One thing
though,
this particular couple has a no kissing rule, and but I am
God, that
I
is
am
the
a,
hardest.
It's so hard.
That is,
that
almost
is
impossible.
The hardest.
The kissing.
We encountered that.
But no,
so
she can kiss her.
Yeah.
She can kiss me. The girls are allowed to kiss each other. And just
but
no
way you weren't allowed to kiss her, and he wasn't allowed to kiss you.
Yeah. Although she likes to steal kisses. When
no,
he's looking. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. I think it's funny.
Right?
That
sucks.
Which I means it's definitely more of the husband's role than,
right.
you know, which
hurts.
Okay, it's just weird for me to have sex with somebody without kissing them first.
Yeah, that's granted.
A lot of people do have that rule, though.
Mm-hmm.
That creates a lot
yeah.
of doggy stuff.
It really does.
They
mean,
need to make that very clear.
Like, hey, you know, you shake hands, like, okay, let's go. Let's fuck, you know? Like,
no, they need
weird.
To make the no kissing rule very clear because I would say probably 20% of swingers don't kiss and 80% of swingers are about that life. And so when you go into it not knowing
up
that.
Up north in the Zion Wall group, we've got close to 250 people up in Salt Lake. That are in our group, and we have around maybe 125, maybe 130 that are very active that come to our parties and everything of that nature. And out of those 130, there's maybe 2-3 couples that have the no kissing.
We encountered one not that long ago.
It sucks.
It bumps me out, and I really enjoy kissing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very...
That's a thing.
And I don't kiss
affectionate.
Anybody else.
I don't say it's
totally different, you know?
Intimate. It's an affection.
Yeah.
I call it more of a... It's something to do while you're fucking.
It's a starter.
Yeah, it's a starter point.
During
right.
and after. I mean, it's
right.
like... It, like, reconnects things. Yeah.
It really
know?
Does.
It's really odd for me to be physically, like, have sex
right.
without kissing it first. And then there's the lines, like, well, what do you, like, you know, I'm on the lips? Can I kiss the neck? Can I, like...
See, and that's where, you know, that's where the rules, okay, that's where all those rules come into play. Mm-hmm. And when you do play with somebody, you need to establish all those base rules.
Absolutely. Need to be very apparent.
Those
laid out.
Those let's meet and hook up. Those are the ones that fuck up the most.
I don't ever hook up with somebody in the first.
Right.
Time.
No.
Right.
You have
no.
to. You have to get to know them on a personal level.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of people that have joined our rooms and listened to the podcast and have even emailed the podcast have said, the more you do get to know somebody, the more fun that sexual encounter.
Yes. 100%.
You are, you know,
yes.
The
yeah.
guy's cock will actually work. You know, how many times?
Yes.
How many times?
Right.
How many times have you gotten into that
he's
moment and you're like,
meltdown.
Oh, he ain't working because
yeah.
I don't know you. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
all. I'm
hey,
thinking
that
about.
Shit's
you know,
real. Like
it really
people
is.
Are like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yep. Don't be. You know, the social anxiety shit happens with the dude.
It really does.
It really does. Like I have told people, I'm like, it's cool. Like I'm not taking it personally. Like. You're trying to, it's a social performance. And a lot of men are like, not used to social performance. And they're like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, don't be sorry. I'm not taking them personally. But yeah.
The personal connection is what makes this lifestyle what it is for us. And it is for most that we know. And I guess that's the company we keep. But it really is, it's an intimate friendship type of thing. Mm-hmm. They are truly the people that we interact with and play with are friends with benefits, if you will.
Right.
I mean that term is kind of a coined term, but it truly means something to us is
right.
that we have a connection as a friendship. And if something happens, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's okay. But
I'm not going to go home and get bummed out because I didn't get to have sex.
But yeah, exactly. I'm not there
exactly.
to put a notch.
I still
I'm
had a great
there.
Night with people I love being.
I'm not there
right.
to put a notch on my belt. That's bottom line.
Worst case
there,
scenario,
of course there
the
are
worst
those
case scenario
there.
About the end of the night
there.
Is you have to fuck your own spouse.
Oh,
yeah.
Bummer.
Oh, God damn
right?
it. Yeah,
oh,
no.
What a fucking drag.
I mean,
what
I
don't need
yeah.
this for it.
Right? I mean, God damn.
And for us, that happens anyway. Even if we do interact with a different couple, there is that after
that,
yep.
and, oh my
there
God,
is after
reconnection
sex.
Some of it,
even if it's in the same room as the couple you just fucked, hey, I'm just saying.
That
happens.
Like,
so.
On the show, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
anyways,
that's some of the excitement with, I mean, you know, being able to share what we feel we're good at with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
I will never forget that moment when I looked over and everybody else had stopped.
Our first
like,
time.
Watching. Oh my God!
Birthday,
they're all watching us.
Putting on a show is one of my all-time favorites.
We were trying to though. It's just like,
but yeah, that's
we,
all of a sudden
was,
I was like,
this was our first.
Just,
this was
shit,
our
we're
center
stage.
Yes, center stage is the best.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's get back to your
yeah.
origin story
yeah.
again. Where were we? We were.
So we had.
Sorry,
you
had
just
we had played
up.
With the couple. It was an interesting first experience. We walked out to the parking garage and talked the whole way, grinning, going.
You
okay.
missed a little bit of it, though.
We'll fill in the details.
Okay,
so,
yes, please.
So, after the unfortunate couple pump jump, he was done.
Oh, right. Like, he put
he
on his
done.
Underwear and was
he put
like,
his underwear on.
You want to go down to the casino and get some food? And I was like, and they're over on the other bed going at it. And I was like, no, I want to play with, can I go over there? and
we were getting quite the hot and heavy, and he's like, and we're done.
Yeah.
So when he was done, the
he
fucking
done.
whole night
was
done.
Yes.
That
yeah.
may be their cue word. We're
he was
done.
Like, he was like, it's bedtime. And she was like, boom. Okay, bedtime. We're done. You guys need to go. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
But still, we walked out to the parking garage grinning and talking, going, that was
fun.
Good. That was fun. Do you feel weird?
Better.
Do you feel jealous? We both were like, no. I feel like that was hot. Like, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
And
fuck, if somebody cut me off like that, it was like, you know what? I'm going to sit right here and rub one out. Right in front of
you,
or I'm going to fuck my wife.
Oh, we went
we
home.
Not...
We went home and went Rabbit. To town till like 6 in the morning.
Woo!
Yeah, it was good.
And then the next morning, we went and hung out with them the whole day. We had a great day, and we were supposed to go back to the hotel before it was play, and they decided, let's go to Studios, which is an adult club in Vegas. And we had never been to that kind of a atmosphere. So
right.
Walk in the door, and there's, like, naked girls strapped to an X, and it was a pretty
told,
intense.
No, you cannot
orgasm. Right, you're not allowed,
like,
to go.
Please, 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 please. Like, nope.
And the gal decided that...
Sounds like a couple parties we've thrown.
The gal decided that she wanted him all to herself in a private room downstairs.
In a not-so-private room.
But she wanted the door
she
open
wanted
so
Dash.
The public
she wanted Dash.
In.
Yeah.
Yes, she wanted Dash and wanted me to take her husband and go in a different room.
Evidently, I'm not a wood puncher.
Yes.
That
it's true.
It's a thing.
Sorry, boss. I don't know.
No, you never will.
I
so,
never will. So.
You're not his type. So right. He likes the long hair. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So
I'm
we
a little short hair.
Little,
I know.
We went aside and had a little talk, kind of like, okay, this is our very first experience. Do we really want to separate?
Rules
and,
came out and said, hey,
right, for the first time, rules came
rules.
Out.
Rules.
And so we talked about it and decided, okay, we're good with going into a room together. We're good with playing separate. We're even good with the open door. Like, I don't know if I'm really good with it, but. Okay, I can compromise.
Right.
And this gal had, we went back up and talked to her, and she just didn't even listen to the first five words before she had a complete meltdown.
Yeah.
Unfriended me on Facebook, left our social group, blocked me on every possible turn. And, you know, this was somebody who was telling me they were my best friend, and let's, you know, talk about potential of being more than friends. And just, boom, was gone. And so we kind of like backed up. We're like, okay, this is insane. Is this really what we want to be doing? Because the light switch that just happened was too much.
Right.
And
well, fuck, that would be hard for anybody to wrap around their
yeah.
first couple, second experience within the first 24
hours. Within
24
hours, yeah.
Yeah, that's just insane.
And so we decided to keep moving forward, but slower. We were like, okay, that was like a lot all at once. Let's see what happens. The
water was a little chilly.
But yes, but also we approached this thinking we don't want to play with friends. We don't want to look for people that we're friends with because after you sleep with them, it might be awkward. And I wanted kind of friends, but he was like, oh no, if we're going to do this, let's look into strangers that we have sex and never see them again.
Oh, so... You guys were wanting to go maybe what we call bed notcher route.
Maybe, but we were so new to everything we didn't even
know. You didn't
know
what
we
the term
just,
was,
no.
Yeah.
We
right.
were just,
no.
And we were kind of in a, like, I don't know how this is supposed to work. And then I joined the Southern Utah group.
We're still in Vegas, mind you.
Yeah, we're still living in Vegas. And I drove up all the time to see family. And so I was up visiting family, and we were in this group and talking to people and really just enjoying the casual, comfortable chat. And
Jesus, Sabrina, that was a fucking mean-ass bird. God damn, you tried to...
She tried
that
to
was right in my
too.
Fucking ear. Yeah, she's trying to hide this bird. Now the whole world knows she just fucking burped in my ear.
So,
it won't be the last either.
So anyway, I'm on the group and I'm chatting and mentioned I was in town, and Hair and Metal invited me to come hang out with them. And so I buzzed over and chatted with Hair in the garage for a couple hours, and then Metal came home and we sat on the bed and we talked. We just sat on the bed and talked till like 4 a.m, which was the beginning of a very distinct pattern, by the way.
Right.
It happens regularly.
This is true.
And I ended up crashing at their house. Like, everybody's like just stripped down their clothes, crawling to bed, and they're like, here, crawl into bed and sleep between us. And I'm so new to everything. I'm laying there going, oh my God, I'm sleeping between two naked people I met like 8 hours ago.
Right.
And it was just comfortable. There was nothing sexual about it. There was nothing awkward. It was just, these people embraced me and I loved
right.
it. And so I started coming up, came up probably 3 weekends and hung out before I brought Dash with me. He had to work. And the first night that we all hung out together was really our first experience. and it was fantastic.
Good.
It was sweet. Amazing. Yeah, our first. It I didn't
really
count
was.
The first one, but yeah, sweet metal. She leaned over. She's like, "I'm gonna kiss you.
Oh,
I'm gonna show
that's
you
so what. Awesome."
She was like, "I'm gonna show you how you're really supposed to be kissed."
Yes, 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 I did.
Nice. So before we continue that story, because by the time we get done with this, the second origin story, everything is going to tie in very well. So we're going to stop your origin story right there. And we are going to ask Wild and West to tell their origin story. Okay, Wild and West, let's hear your origin story. So
well, I mean,
it's all yours.
Important to know how we met.
Bartending
at my favorite bar in town. Been in there many times. He probably served me 100 drinks, but never noticed me or asked me out until I was one of two people left in the bar and I was making out with him.
Nice.
He's like, "Hey, you guys, you want to hang out?"
That would raise anybody's attention.
Right?
Two chicks making out and you're
what
like,
"What are you doing when I close?"
So this girl and I were friends and had been sleeping together for a little while. She is gay, very gay, only into women. And I also had another guy I was seeing.
Not like your pretend bisexual?
No, she is fully and 100%.
She's all about
the women, yeah. And has been since
all
she
about
was young.
The lady flower, huh?
Even since she was young. I mean, she's full on
nice
lesbian.
But hot.
Very.
That's
look at
this. Naked. Gorgeous.
Oh, gosh.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. And so her and I were hooking up after we met him, found out he lived just down the street from her. So they became good friends.
I befriended
her. And then
he smart.
Hey.
It's
the same.
Everybody can use a good lesbian friend.
And it was a very nice,
yes.
Oh, best sex advice. I told guys all the time, you want good sex advice, talk to a lesbian, please.
There you go. Everyone take note.
Yep.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Get yourself a lesbian friend.
Lesbian friend.
If you got, horrible fashion, find yourself a gay friend.
There you go. Yes.
Or a solid bi friend. They're good too.
And she was actually the first girl I ever went down. When I was younger, I loved making out with women. I liked girls, but I was like, oh, I can never.
See, Sabrina.
I was like, I can't do that.
Sabrina, she's bisexual, but that's the one thing that she can't bring herself to is giving oral to a female.
I was terrified before I did it. I was like, I don't, it'll smell funny. It'll say, I can't do that.
I was terrified.
Oh, by the way, that's my favorite thing.
But let me move forward a year, and that's like, I'll type that over any other thing.
I will take that in a minute.
Yeah, I'll pick that as my number
going
one
down
choice.
On a woman is
yep.
My favoritest thing.
Yep, whether I get reciprocation
but
or
real life,
I couldn't care less, I love it.
You know, Celine will fucking be down there on
Sabrina
for fucking ever. I mean, she's throwing elbows at me, like, get the fuck out. This is my pussy right now.
Right?
So.
Yes.
Some women are a bet. No, the pussy is good.
He's going to push out of the way.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Squirrel moments. We have plenty of
squirrel
moments.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the three of us were hanging out for a long time. Anyway, let me kind of cut it down. He asks her permission to ask me out.
I did. I had asked her.
So you two were
so
basically
guys,
girlfriend
I
mean, and girlfriend.
We weren't in
yeah,
a relationship.
They basically
were.
Right.
Sleeping together regularly.
They were.
I could never be like, I couldn't, I like the cop. I can't help it. I mean.
She told you that.
I couldn't go without it. She told you that, right?
She told you that.
Oh, yeah. She told me that we could have been
she
great together.
She told me that you had a nice ass.
We could have been great together, but you're
like,
just right. Too straight.
You're too straight for me.
Too straight for me. Oh, I'm sorry. So then. I don't remember how the three of us hooked up the first time, actually.
Mr. Really Coolie Man.
Mr. Really Coolie Man. No.
You drinks.
I love the inside jokes when you're listening to a couple talk, and then all of a sudden you go into that little inside joke. And you're like,
yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
I'm trying to remember the very first time the three of us hooked up. Can you remember?
That was the night.
I don't. Anyway. So somehow. We ended up doing a three-person thing with her.
But, of
and
course.
Her being gay, it was all about me.
Once again, oh, bummer you.
I know. I was like, I could be upset about this, but
I'm kind of
not.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm okay with it, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, it's fine.
After we were engaged, and she was at our wedding, and she's like, do I want to wear a tux and be on the boy's side, or do I want to wear a dress?
She wore a dress. She looked hot.
And then she changed real quick after the
she did.
Into the normal.
She came out dancing in her
She loved to fuck the Cordyceps.
I call him Justin Bieber.
Nice.
Anyway, so we started our marriage, our whole relationship, with a third person in the bedroom.
It wasn't an all the time thing.
The transition from being a monogamous couple into a non-monogamous couple,
right,
was probably easier for us because we started out.
Right. Sabrina and I did the same thing.
Okay.
Our relationship started as hooking up with another couple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we knew as our relationship.
Yeah. So
we had never done it. And I had never really done it much in prior, you know,
Right.
You were such everybody that at that bar told me what a man whore you were.
Yeah, but not with multiple women or multiple peoples.
It is different. You
okay,
can be a man whore
times,
and not a man whore with multiple.
Okay, there was
people.
These 6-7 times that I now remember.
Yeah, but it was just like
we got
pump chump that night.
Really into each other, obviously we, you know, the sex.
We got two hot women.
And then we got married. Jen's still our friend, and we see her. She comes out here, actually hangs out.
Yeah.
We don't hook up anymore. Although I think we could with some Jack, she would totally.
Jack Daniels.
Booze never is a good
premise. No,
nice.
Anyways.
So this was out in California,
yeah.
Correct? You guys are transplants from California.
We are. But we started this venture there. So we got married, and for 6-7 years, we're fine. I mean, we didn't even pursue anything outside of each other.
We didn't even really talk about it much.
No, we didn't.
Man, we did hammer it up.
Our neighbors would applaud us.
I come out for work,
like, yeah, dude!
Get it!
So
encore.
We were still in California when we started talking about it, and it didn't. Did it start out as?
But you could hear your across the street neighbor's toilet flush.
Yeah, it started out as wanting a unicorn. Doesn't everybody? Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's impossible.
Started out
as that mythical creature, those unicorns. Yeah.
Unicorn.
Hence, that's why they're called unicorns.
Exactly.
It took her for quite a few years to get over that. Like,
in the beginning, I wouldn't have been okay with it, honestly. Our friend grabbed his dick one time, and I was like, are you touching him?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I
got
the
like,
But
it's like, I still had that deep-seated kind of like, no, he's mine. You know,
right.
I wasn't into sharing.
We're married. We're a couple. This is just
we
nice.
Married.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I don't remember. Because we only hooked up once after we got married. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, one time. Three of us, so he was behind me and she was in front of me, so he was kind of being gentle because, you know, I've got something going on. And after we hooked up with that, she goes, "Here's her boring."
I'm like, what the fuck?
And he's like, "Really? I'll show you boring." I'm like, "Yeah, babe, you sure?" Later, I was like,
nice.
I don't think that was her intention, but it worked out well for me. So.
Couldn't walk right for
that
a week.
That whole triangle worked out well for her.
It did. So I don't really remember how we got started in talking about it again later on. I don't know what triggered that.
The book.
You guys found a book?
You were reading a book or something.
Book?
Golden pages on it and all?
Yeah.
Or?
Sounds like we're waiting for the
you
book.
You found the mythical book of swinging?
The book, yeah, the mythical book.
But it wasn't even swinging. It was more like, we wanted a unicorn, and then we're like, okay, that's not going to happen. That's hard to find. So maybe another couple.
I kind of started to come to the terms of thinking maybe another couple. I could.
And then it started out with, let's try giving sex in the same room as another couple being in the same room. And I've been watched before by somebody, but never like both doing.
Another couple having sex while you guys
exactly.
Having
it was
sex.
It was a girl watching
correct.
Me have sex.
Right.
Correct.
It so didn't start that way.
No, it started with us just online talking on that.
No, I know, but I mean, it so didn't start, it didn't end up, like, we didn't get thrown into the lifestyle that way.
No, but that's when we started talking. We talked about it for like 3 years.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that was enough.
Oh, that's awesome.
To get
that's actually
that's really
quite awesome that you guys.
We talked for several years
before we ever did anything. So, and that was enough to get our motor going, you know?
Right.
Just talking about it
gets you all hyped
like,
up.
Get you all hot bothered. And boom,
when you're out in public, you're like, what about that couple? Do you think we can fuck that couple?
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
yes.
People watching.
Put you got women together.
Sexual,
that's a regular thing, but.
Like sexual talk when you're people watching. I know everybody in the world people watches.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina and I will monologue a couple's conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll also talk about, like, kind of, you know, that it'd be fun in bed.
Yeah. You know, I'll see him, like, you know, do the turn. I'm like, she did have a nice hand.
Very.
Like, you know, it's like women out with him. It's never
right.
been. There's never been jealousy in our relationship as far as insecurity.
Oh.
We don't accuse each other of anything.
Right.
It was never.
Sabrina's mean. She's mean as fuck. We were going to a gym, and I was on the bike, and I was just in the zone. And she was on the bike next to me, and she would tap me on the shoulder. And I'd look over, and she motioned to take my headphones off. And I'd take them off, and she's like, check out that ass in front of you.
Right?
It's a fucking hot. It's
beautiful, yeah.
Yoga ass. And I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I was like, you know my
dream. I'm trying to work out.
I was like, I'm trying to actually work out. I don't need to ride a bike with a hard on. I mean, like, what the fuck? We're in a public place. She's like, well, have fun with that hard on. Going back to my
fist bump. I mean, all right. So we didn't actually act on anything until we'd already been living here. Well, we've been in the lifestyle a little over a year. So we've already been here 2 years. And I actually reconnected with a friend from 20 years ago that was in an open relationship. So I just picked his brain. I was like, wow, how's that work? Like, how do you guys do anything? They had like a donut.
And then I found out she was picking his brain. I was like, what the fuck?
So after talking to him and he telling me how it worked for him and her, and, you know, they wouldn't talk about it when they played away from each other. It was like, don't ask, don't tell. They didn't get trouble.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want to hear about it if you end up with another guy.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
yeah,
it's fine.
Different.
Anyway, they had their own thing that they.
Yeah, that was their rules and it worked for them.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's different.
So it actually, the dialogue actually started with me asking him how he felt about having an open marriage.
Oh, yeah. I
not
didn't
swinging.
Like that at all.
I was looking into possibly, can we fuck other people?
On the
dime. That didn't feel right to me.
Right.
Like, that didn't feel right. Like,
you're like, I want to know who you're fucking.
It actually messed him
that.
Up. That it meant he was upset about it for a while. It took him a while to process it.
Right.
No, but I came to you with a.
So he came back to me. His answer was, if you can't do it in front of me, then you shouldn't be doing it at all. Like, I don't want you going somewhere else and fucking somebody else.
Right.
If you want to fuck somebody else, you're going to do it right in front
so
of
you. So you presented him with one contract, and he came back with a second contract.
A counter offer.
Here's my counter offer.
It was never my intention in the very beginning. It was always, like, you know, It was a 7-year marriage, too. We were at it 7 years of marriage, and I think maybe that had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, when we first kind of put stuff out there online to try to meet another couple, we used Tinder. I didn't know about Tinder. Yeah. Well, it turns out his
At least you're not Craigslist warriors like we are.
Hey,
we Sabrina and I are fucking Craigslist warriors. Oh my God.
Who knew that my 19-year-old stepdaughter's friend would be looking at 30-year-old women on Tinder? And guess who found our profile? And then told her sister, who told my sister, who told my mother.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Now we're possessed by the
evil.
And so
all the helium has been
deflated
from your balloon.
Totally.
Yeah,
well,
we had erased the Tinder.
Yeah, but we erased everything, and I told
swear up and down. Okay, we're over it. We never did anything that were like these, like,
so
Satan worshippers,
Satan porn worshippers.
You know? I'm not really sure how I found Kit per se, but looking up groups, and I stumbled on.
The Southern
Utah.
The same week that we did, by
the
way.
The same week we did. And
so here's where the stories start to match, people.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we get in the group and talking just in the group, and very nice group of people. Everybody's super, because I was in another Northern California group on Kick, and they ignored me. Like, I wasn't even there. Like, nobody ever engaged with me in the group at all.
You know, there's a lot of groups on Kick it's just this quick little hookup. You know, there's a lot of blind private messaging, but there's not that open group like your Southern,
like
the Southern group
the Southern
and the Zion Wall Rooms.
Yeah.
It's just, we're all open.
Yeah. So this group, they were very, made us feel very welcome, you know, and we, you're kind of gung-ho when you first
right.
get in. So we were very active. We're not nearly as active now either. But
you,
you guys
live off grid. You guys are trying to fucking raise your food and
you have a family and shit. It's all
chop
good.
Down all the wood and everything. I mean, fuck, you guys got a beautiful piece of property out here that takes a lot of fucking work. So
it really does.
You know, you guys have a reason for not for not being on kick. I mean,
all the time. Yeah,
you're trying to survive,
right? Yeah,
you're not clocking in. It, you know.
Yeah, totally. And at this point, we were still brand new. I mean. We still weren't even sure if we'd be okay with the full swap.
Yeah, we had some safety words.
When I told him, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about it until I'm in the moment. Until it happens in front of me,
right.
I really can't tell you at this point if I'm going to care or be upset or be turned on or what. I don't know.
Right.
I got to see you with another woman until before I can, you know, make that decision on if it's okay or not. Kind of.
Right.
So... we were still full of a lot of questions. So the first
a million questions.
So there's this really friendly couple in the group that like really reaches out to the newbies.
Right.
You can go ahead and name us Metal and Hair.
Metal and Hair, right?
Hey.
So we start talking and Metal and I have similar taste in music and they're very nice people. So we invited them over to meet them and really just kind of hang out and ask questions. We asked lots and lots of questions. They've been lifestyle for a long time and it felt like they were a good person to pick the brain.
Right.
Yep.
And they made us feel very comfortable. They've always made us feel extremely comfortable around them.
Was that after they did the meet and greet and the ritual?
No.
It was way before.
It was way
before
the lake.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think before that. Yeah,
so,
oh yeah, that was a good
okay,
one,
yeah,
but way before that, yeah.
Way before that. So they came over, we hung out, and we drank beers, and we talked
yeah,
to you guys.
No expectations.
And nothing,
you know,
you guys
no,
home,
nothing.
And
we had the bonfire. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had lots of questions. It was fun. And
it was like a month or so later.
And then it wasn't long after that we went to Vegas for a friend of ours' birthday and
you
I
can
knew,
say
yeah.
it. That was fine. That was my birthday.
So I
Rainbow's
no,
birthday.
Not that one.
It's
Johnny's birthday.
Oh,
this was a couple months.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Rainbow's
okay,
birthday.
No, not that birthday. We'll get there.
Okay, yeah, no, I was like that.
So anyway, we were in Vegas, and I knew they lived in Vegas, so I reached out to.
Oh, that was the
Rainbow
dance mm-hmm. on
yeah.
Fremont.
So I reached
yes.
out to Rainbow and said, "Hey, we're in Vegas." So they showed up to Fremont and. We met up and we rocked out to a
we
cover
so
age
cover. Holy shit, the Mudfest!
Right?
No.
That was
no?
before that.
No,
was
before Mudfest. Sorry.
We went,
this was the first time I met Rainbow Dash. First time
oh,
we met
okay,
Dash,
okay.
Right?
Sorry.
Yeah,
Mudbane, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah
with
Mudbane?
Our friends that live in Vegas that are from his church.
Which one was
right.
It was covered.
I don't know. Anyway, so he's covered band, Fremont Street. It was a lot of fun. So
yeah,
at this
have.
Point, I had met both Hair and Metal and Rainbow and Dash. And we kind of hit it off, Rainbow and I,
yeah,
like, hit
friend
zone.
From the get-go.
Friend zone, like, right away. Immediately. I think it was, like, a day later, we were talking on the phone for, like, hours. About
yeah,
this.
On
so.
The phone and
yeah.
planning when we could hang out.
Immediately. So, then we made plans with Metal and Hair to do a camping trip. And at this point, we're still, I mean, we still had our cherries. It was fully.
Right.
Really? Oh, and that wasn't her.
You're thinking of the other birthday. We'll get there.
There's
this
is
really cool birthday party we're
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah,
she's
so like, there's been some birthdays.
Story. So we went camping near our place with Hair and Metal, and that was our first full swap experience.
Nice.
So, and it was pretty fucking hot, I have to say. Learned a lesson.
We were
do not forget the lube.
Oh, myself and Wild were
that's hot.
Like in I don't even know how to explain it. We were entwined in each other. Like we both never experienced a woman in our life. That was and
somebody
we both have, but we were both like so just
yeah,
engulfed.
Somebody had not had a woman in over
Jesus Christ,
years.
It was
yes,
so fucking
I was
hot.
Loving every second of it.
Oh
first
it was
woman
so
in 8 years,
hot.
I was like, thank God, it just
is
so
yeah.
much.
And she's like, thank God, this is a real bisexual woman that loves. And that was so hot. We were just like, I don't even care what the men think at this point. It was.
I'm pretty sure that Hair and I were just kicking back and
enjoying.
Oh, we were
the
all.
Enjoying the view.
Well, at that point, we were all like naked, dancing around the fucking campfire.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
I
heard.
One when I got up and I just took everybody's clothes off.
I
think there was some upside down.
I walked around
chairs.
And pulled everybody's pants
off.
Yes.
I, I was disrobed by Wild for sure.
But then Wild and I were like entwined with each other, and West and Hare were like sitting back, and we just did this mad like make out girl session. It was fucking super hot. It was
pretty
good. My God, I haven't had that in so long. It was amazing.
I don't even get jealous. Super every time amazing. I hear about this night, I'm like, oh.
No, it was super amazing. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a super amazing experience. It was very
cool.
Good.
It was pretty good. And then we ended up...
Not to mention the breakfast in the morning.
Right? Breakfast was amazing. Right?
Yes. We had two beds set up. We all ended up sleeping in one because the other one was... Deflated and saturated.
Yeah, I was going to say, wet and flat, yeah. Deflated and saturated sounds way better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wet and flat. And I was sore for like 2 weeks after that.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, not really.
Both Metal and I went to pee in the morning, I'm like, ow, ow, ow.
Dear Jesus, what happened? It was a good time.
So it was our first full swap experience. I do remember at one point, Hera was kind of blocking my view. I'm like, I need to watch what's going on over there. So, and now I know it didn't bother me. It actually turned me on. I thought it was
nice.
So I did not
get nice. That's always nice. Yes. So we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to have Hera and Metal talk about their experience with Wild and West, and also their experience with Rainbow and Dash. And this is kind of how everything kind of intertwines with everybody. So,
and then we'll get to the good birthdays.
Yes, and then we'll get back to
the... Oh, we have good birthday stories.
Yeah, we all have a good birthday story. I know
cool.
I do.
That's cool. Fire.
So
right. This was called the deep end.
We're gonna take a 10-minute break. You're gonna have to wait maybe fucking 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Excuse me.
Well, not you, the
dog. All right, so we're back, and we're gonna talk about a few sexual experiences. So Hair and Metal, take it away.
Ooh, where do you want us to start?
Ground zero.
Okay, ground zero. We did have a very bad first experience, and we do love giving new people a good first experience. And it's not necessarily our goal in life, but when they're like, we're new, I do want to hang out with them and get to know them. And I do want to make one of their experiences to be, really good, you know, not as dramatic as ours or as others have been. Our first experience was bad, and then our second experience was good. So we do kind of reach out to new people and be like, hey, this is a great first experience. Let us show you really what the lifestyle is about, and I hope you don't aim.
And you're not talking about just a sexual experience.
No,
not
mentors.
At all.
Honestly, you know, trying to be mentors in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Those are good men. You're a knack for making people feel comfortable.
For sure. Absolutely. We want to reach out to them and tell them, hey, we're friends. Come over and have a barbecue. Hang out. Go home. We'll come over to your house and let's hang out at the pool and go home. And then, you know, even in sexual first experiences, we try to make it a very non-pressured, easygoing first experience. Like, you know, we don't want anybody to have to experience what we had to, which some people already have, but
you want to make sure their first sexual experience is going to be something that they're going to go home and go, wow, let's do that shit again.
Right. So that they don't go, this is the worst fucking experience I've ever had in my life. I'm never doing it again. We don't want that.
They're reaching out because they're looking for something. And really, I think what we try to do is give them that something. And again, it's not a goal. We make ourselves available to answer questions, to be that person that they can come to and ask those questions and be comfortable doing so. And I think in doing so, it doesn't make us not makes vulnerable, but it makes us the person that they want to reach out to. And it's happened in the past. It's been good. And it's been great for us to
introduce
those people to that and give them the experience that we didn't have, because we went in, like most of all of us, without rules, without expectations, without anything, and it was bad. for lack of a better word,
our first experiences probably should have turned us away in real life.
Right,
we should have ran. And never done that.
I remember you guys talking about that.
It's bad.
That was icky.
Icky.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But
it was.
We'll have to talk about that another episode sometime.
But anyway, so we just want to I guess in a sense be mentors. Because we've been good. We run a group in Southern Utah. And we try to bring people in. We do our meet and greets often, and we love to hang out with the people that we've met, and we love the people that we've met. We do most everything together. Barbecues, camping, day trips out to the lake. We just love the community that we have and that we have really built.
Right. So you guys are trying to basically do what we do up in northern Utah.
Absolutely.
And try to make people feel as comfortable as possible.
Absolutely.
And with the least the least amount of scars as possible.
Yep. Yes.
Because everybody's going to get them. Everyone's going to get a little bit of thick skin. But so let's talk about this whole dynamic down here on how you guys have all intertwined.
So we got
basically we're gonna talk about a couple sex sessions.
Right. So we got
the juice.
West and Unicorn and
Rainbow and Dash
into our room within a short amount of time. And Rainbow, like she said, Dash was working quite a bit, but she would come down on the weekends. She has a family member in our neighborhood, so she would come down to see the family member, and she would come see us, and she would stay with us quite a bit. It was nothing sexual. We just cuddled, and we just had this connection. But then when she brought
friends.
Yeah. Besties, like literally, yeah. We just slept in the same bed, snuggled, whatever we could do. Obviously, we know that metal doesn't snuggle very well with people, but it's fine.
About he cuddles.
It's okay.
She cuddles too.
So Rainbow brought Dash down, and that night, it was actually really, really good.
That was my first. Female. That was my first girl experience for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
She
said, I've had girl experiences, but they weren't, girl experiences. But then.
They weren't true bi experiences.
Right.
Right.
Well,
shit happens all
so
the time.
So we all know that myself is actually probably mostly gay and a little bit bi. I do love men, but women are amazing. And I got with Rainbow and her and I had an amazing experience and Dash was there as well. And so then Hare and Rainbow got together and then Dash and I got together and it was literally really a good fucking night. Like myself and Rainbow had genuine girl time.
Yeah.
Like genuine girl time. And then Dash and Hare were just sitting back and just like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, they were watching it. It was super good.
I fucking love those shows.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, this is amazing, right? And then we split off.
I mean, just turn that down.
Yeah. So
live girl on girl porn is the best.
Oh, it's the best. It is the best. And then so Dash and I hooked up, and then Hare and Rainbow got together, and we both are screamers. The whole night was like about us screaming each other's lungs out, and the night ended up really, really a good night for all four of us in real life.
Right, like we were planning the next time we got to hang out before we even fell
asleep. It was really a good night. So it really, I don't know. They told us their previous experience.
It's a tough word. One of them big college book words. Previous.
You shut up.
I was waiting for the finger to pop.
Previous. they told us a previous experience, and I really wanted to make them know that that's not the norm, because we had the same previous experience, and then we got with a really great couple. We got with a really great couple that showed us different. So
right.
That's what I wanted to show them, that it doesn't have to be about this first bad experience.
Right.
And they have, we had a great experience, and we've had a really great connection still to this day. It's been
right,
over
it's
a
been,
year.
It's been almost a solid year and a half.
And we're solid.
I believe the next day after that was when we had the meet and greet.
Yes,
I had many.
So then intro into these guys, okay, Wild and West.
Wild and West.
Yes, so we hung out with those guys, like actually with Rainbow and Dash. We
the
all actually
us,
hung out. Yeah, we hung out for a lot. And then Hare and I went and stayed with Wild and West one night. They hung up the tent. And
we danced around the fire. We did that. We were
actually
there.
Heard
yes.
about this giant.
Yes.
Is this giant tent that you were just
yes.
talking
it
about?
It is an amazing giant tent. It comes in a triangle.
We basically had like mattresses all over.
Yeah,
the
yes. And they all intertwined with each other. So it was fucking pretty amazing.
That, and that night was the second time we ever hung out.
Uh-huh.
And Rainbow and Dash and I. And other than the meet and greet, I think it might have been the second time we hung out with you guys.
Correct.
So... And all four of them came spend the night. We set up the tent out front, and
we danced around the fire.
We did. I was walking around in lingerie, but my
awesome
Aunt Flo showed up unexpectedly.
That cunt.
And
I don't love Aunt Flo.
Yeah,
she can go fuck herself.
There was
herself.
Much discussion about how evil it was,
and I was totally in the mood to try again, do some fun
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
And she put a whole kibosh on that.
You still pranced around pretty good.
But then...
Sabrina's trying to take my fucking chip.
Just a little side note.
Sabrina, don't take his chip.
Just a little side note. That was the night of the tractor when I squirted for the very first time.
On the backhoe. Backhoe.
On the backhoe.
Backhoe.
Uh-huh.
Who know? You know.
Idaho.
I know that hoe? Oh, no, I know that hoe. I have a picture of her. It was amazing.
So that then ended up, nobody really, I mean, they had their own thing on the backhoe, but there was no swapping
nothing. But then Hare and I ended up at a later time coming to hang out with Wild and West and doing another camp out. And we just, I mean, not decided. We just felt like that would be a time to do a full swap. And we did. And Aunt Flo wasn't present, so it was great. It just
felt natural.
It did. Like Wild and I, again, with a female, had this mad, amazing makeout session. Like it was very intimate. We were very into each other. Like our legs were wrapped around each other. Like we just couldn't get enough of each other. And both Hare and West were like sitting back. This is like, whoa, what the fuck, dude? Check this out.
Seems to be a theme.
It is. It is kind of. Yeah. And we just had this wild makeout session. It was fucking phenomenal. And then we broke out and did our thing with the four of us. And I think to this day, that Wild and I don't know who made who come first. That's how
I do know we were sitting in a puddle at one point.
Yes, that one chair.
The chair.
My
chair
God, the chair.
Like full.
Yeah, the chair. Like if you got up, it was gonna spill in real life.
Oh
so we were both squirting. We were both intoxicated. Both men were like making us fucking come really hard. And at the end of the night, we're just like, I don't know who made that puddle, but like this. We fisted.
And at the end
like
of the night,
nuts.
We all slept in the wet spot.
Yes, we did. We did. We had a mattress. Well, we had two mattresses, and
we
all ended up on one.
Yes.
The dryer on the two mattresses.
The two mattresses, one was wet and one was not. And I feel like somebody had to sleep in the wet spot. One did not.
One mattress didn't even fare out that well.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, it ended up really great.
No complaints.
It was no, yeah, there's zero complaints. We had a really great time. Nobody woke up in the morning with regrets. You know, we all decided that it was a good thing together. We had breakfast. It was great.
Nice.
So
this is the same.
That's how that, yeah. No, that's
about,
that's
right?
What happened with the
you guys
Rainbow and Dash. We woke
shopper,
up in the morning,
yeah.
Had breakfast. We all decided it was a great thing. No jealousy, no problems. And we just progressed from there.
Now.
Like Rainbow and Dash actually are at our house a lot. Like non-sexual or sexual, these guys sleep with us frequently in our bed. So even non-sexually, all the time, it's not even a thing. They sleep in our bed a lot. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
yeah.
She hair and metal were capable, or basically gave all of us really good experiences.
First experiences.
Our very first, not their very first, but.
Our first group thing.
No, this was our first swap at all. It's the first time I ever saw you have sex with another woman, ever.
West is still like focused on this whole birthday party. Really?
Yes.
Well, the birthday party was
birthday
pretty
party.
Fucking great.
Okay, so fast forward.
Yeah, let's fast forward to
this
birthday
couple
party.
Months later.
A couple months later.
It is a couple months later, and we talked, we planned it forever.
Right.
So
but we didn't expect, we hadn't known.
Oh no, that we'll get there.
Well, and originally it was supposed to be I had somebody who was renting me a suite.
It was gonna be this
for my
epic.
Birthday. It was gonna be epic
yeah.
Downtown on the strip. Go party our asses off on Fremont. A
so
concert.
We ruined that shit.
That's sweet. Yeah, he ghosted me.
Ghosted everyone.
He ghosted everyone. Hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore.
But
that's part of the story life, guys. Sorry.
He was supposed to show up in Vegas, and the day he was supposed to fly out, he vanished off the grid.
Wow.
Completely. And like all
literally.
Of us. He chatted with all of us. We all like.
We all had PMs with
intimate,
him and everything.
Like, not intimate, sexual, but like intimate. Like we talked at depth with this dude. And yeah. The day he was supposed to fly to Vegas.
I'm guessing he got stuck at the border.
I'm guessing
I'm hoping he died because that's how it felt like.
Right. That's what I keep wondering.
He dropped off the grid so bad. I'm like, I mean, I don't hope he died, but
he left
like,
groups. He left groups.
He left everything. And I was like, he must have died.
It took a few
like, I can't believe that somebody could just go somebody like that.
I'm guessing wifey found the phone.
So
we also went down to Vegas.
So yeah, we instead just had it at my place.
Well, we went to Fremont. We brought to a concert. And
that's the Mudfest I was talking about.
Mudfest.
Yeah.
Yes. And then all the way back to Rainbow's house for.
Had dinner, drinks.
Yeah,
four drinks.
I had to hide Rainbow's drinks.
Rainbow. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I may have
did
found
not
a little
make it
too
up
much
the stairs.
Rainbow's Jameson.
She was kind of leaning into.
She was on the floor.
I believe Hair took a nap.
She was on the floor, Dash.
She
was
a picture taken with her.
Yeah.
And then me and Dash barbecued
yes,
on
the
deck.
Yes.
Commando style. My hands
were awesome.
And then got to the top of the stairs. Got to the top of the stairs and just face planted and laid on the floor on my face. She has a picture.
Yeah. Oh, as soon as I saw him in Fremont, I look at Greg and I'm like,
water.
I remember
water.
You saying
hold
that.
On,
I remember
wait,
him saying
wait.
Water.
You said his name.
Oh, sorry. Where do we have to start? I don't know where they all are.
I didn't do good stuff.
On Fremont Street.
Dash. I told Dash she needs to get Rainbow some water. Lots of water.
Yes,
because
and I remember you saying water.
Five sheets to the wind, stumbling.
Gone.
Yeah, I was like Dash.
I feel like we
yeah,
were
yeah,
all
yeah,
trying to
force
water down her.
You guys did a good job. She was by the time we got back to the house.
She kept telling it was vodka.
She was feeling it.
No, she was about the Jameson.
She
was like, this
like
is
a Jameson.
Fucking dark enough for me.
We danced a lot. We had a good old time. And there's another couple who's not present that was there. And they are extremely enthusiastic.
Very.
Yes. Very. I think it's the best way to describe him.
Okay.
They had gone downstairs and gone to sleep for a while, and they tend to have this bad habit of just starting to basically have sex in the middle of rooms, people.
At this point, by the way, the rest of us have been up all night, and
it's like
six,
4 in the morning.
It was like 6.
Yeah.
The sun was coming up.
Yeah.
Steaks. They're still BSing upstairs, and I came downstairs, and they said, "Hey, are we going to get this going?" Because they've gotten their nap, they're all
fresh,
ready to go.
We're like zombies.
we were kind of in zombie mode, and we're like, "Hey, if you guys want to get in on this downstairs."
And at that point, by the way, upstairs, we're suddenly hearing moaning downstairs.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
If you want to come see what's going on downstairs,
now's
the time.
I go downstairs to find this other couple going at it hardcore in my bed.
Yes.
I was like, how
convenient. You're making a wet spot where I'm fucking going to sleep.
A little bit because she goes there.
She's a squirter.
And I don't even know how it escalated from there because it was so goddamn fast that my head spun.
Now all eight of us downstairs. Now all eight of us were in your bedroom watching those two.
And then West and I started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then it kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, it snowballed. There was a couple of us that kind of like sat back and watched, but there was a lot. That was like literally probably Rainbow and Dash's first genuine
orgy.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, and probably Wild and West's first orgy.
Ever.
Yeah.
Your second
was
experience.
An eight-person orgy.
Eight-person orgy. In real life, like,
okay, so
we walked in, I was like, there's a legit orgy going on in here. Like, I'm
right.
Super happy about
it.
Metal and I stepped out to the garage for a little while, and we come back in, and we open my door, and
it was hot!
The heat and the smell that hit us.
The
hot
sex wall.
Sex smell.
Yes.
This hits us in the face like a brick wall, like boom, and we both kind of looked at each other like, oh my god, that's happening.
Yeah,
and she's like, happy birthday, that's happening in your bedroom.
Yeah,
and then we're
happy
like,
birthday, girl.
We're like, we're gonna close the door for a minute because that's a lot. Like, it was so intense.
I wasn't about to stop it.
Right?
I was just like, that's so intense, but I am I opened the door and
we're
it was like hot sweat.
Into that because it just was a wall.
Yeah,
right?
We're both like, that's fucking amazing.
Close the door.
Let them have at it. Yeah, whatever they're doing, let them do their thing.
Whatever they're doing it right.
They're doing it, yeah, because
nice.
We opened it up. It was hot. It was sweaty. It was fucking smelled like sex.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Oh, and I'm living at this point with my little sister.
Oh,
yes.
Who
is upstairs
with
her boyfriend. And I warned her up front. I said, stay somewhere. Stay somewhere that night.
Yeah, tell her.
Yeah, I told her up front. Some stuff might go down. And she's like, we'll just stay upstairs. It's fine. And all four of us women are vocal. For sure.
I'm screaming.
For sure. And there was a lot of noise.
No.
And the next day, my sister's
don't say.
And her boyfriend and her had been together like a month. New boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I was so humiliated. My boyfriend heard all of that. And all I could think was,
like, I fucking told you to leave.
Yeah, right.
Like, he should be turned on.
That was my thought was, okay, so why didn't you enjoy the noises?
So we were driving home the next day, and I remember it was like awkward silence, and I'm like, so.
So that happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
Orgy wasn't even the dialogue.
Right.
No,
that just happened.
I don't know that any of us really expected any of that to go down.
No, we did not.
It kind of organically happened, you know.
It was an incredibly
amazing.
Organic morning.
Yeah, but now
we're
definitely on the ride home. We're like,
do we need to go talk to a person?
Yeah.
do we need to?
How
do you
feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we okay with that? And it was great. I mean, it was fine. We had a really good time. But the next situation that we were in, and it was a party situation where it was a group type situation,
right,
was when I decided that I didn't like the group dynamic.
And unfortunately,
you didn't like orgies.
Well, no,
or you didn't like the group sex.
The group sex at her birthday was fine, but at the party environment, there were lots more people in the room
and a lot of drunkenness.
And there were several people in the room that I
didn't feel comfortable being
that I wouldn't want to be physical with.
Right.
So, in a group setting like that, I feel like I wouldn't have. I feel like an asshole if I was
like,
you're okay, but. No, you're not.
Right,
like
that pressure.
You know,
I'm a
right.
bitch if I turn you down. Yeah.
I feel like you're almost obligated to include everybody. You can't be picky.
No.
You should scream out loud.
You should not.
And let everybody in the room know that you don't like orgies.
Yeah, it works.
No,
yeah.
It's more like I don't.
I know.
That
she
was a
screams
Sabrina.
It. I don't like orgies.
Yeah, we were in the middle. You didn't. You haven't heard the podcast, but there's an episode where we're talking about. We were in a big sex party, and one by one, we were with. Two couples in the room, and one by one, this couple just kept coming in. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Sabrina yells at the top of her lungs, "I don't like orgies!" Fucking shut the fucking room down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
very
quite,
very
yeah,
it,
I had
so,
to reel her back
so
in.
Basically
it's
a
quite
second
the,
orgy in a matter of 2 weeks.
Right, well, and four couples is a lot. But they were all people we knew and had hung out with before.
Right.
Where the party environment, number one, there were single males in the room. And one of our rules is no single males.
Right.
And we hadn't established that rule.
And
we've
made it very clear to those particular.
And we have established that rule. And we were okay with it. So there's three different aspects of it right now.
So that the party environment, what was him and I doing our thing, and a girl interrupted, she basically pushed him out of the way.
If I get out of the way, you're doing it wrong.
Which was fine and great. But after that night, it got me thinking, like, what if somebody that I didn't want to have sex with tried to come in to the, you know, and I could do it. I could say no, but I'd still feel like an asshole.
Right.
And I don't want to be that person that's like, no, I don't, I'm sorry. You're not my cup of tea. You know, or whatever. It's,
right.
I don't want to feel obligated. I don't want to feel like I have to be mean. So
there's a lot of times where
you should
do that.
Yeah.
You should always voice
way.
Your opinion.
You can always voice your opinion. And then that leads us
but
to
but
our
also
person.
you when you voice your opinion, you do it in a very respectful way. You're just like, "Hey, fucker." No.
No,
like,
you don't say fucker. You're just like, "Hey,
not
I'm not cool with that."
I'm not,
it's
I'm
not my thing.
Yeah.
You
not
don't have to say fucker.
That second group thing wasn't a lot of fun.
Right.
It was a fun party. I mean, it was great. I had a great time. I think at one point Metal yelled out, "Somebody sit on my face," and I was outside smoking. I go there, I'm like, "Wait, I gotta go sit on your wife's face."
I have to be that face.
Right,
so.
It was funny. But yeah, it just started me thinking, because there's some people that and hang out in that group, people that I'm just not attracted to, or for whatever reason. And,
right.
I don't want to have to be that person that goes like, "No, sorry, you're not."
You just,
never
it's obligation. Just like that way. You know what?
Because otherwise you're taking one for the team.
Yeah, you're taking one for the team.
And we
yeah.
never, we'll never do that. I'm
yeah,
like, are you cool with
this
couple? He's like, I don't love her. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Then
right.
you don't love them.
Yeah.
You know?
Or
are you okay with me separating with this male at a party that you're aware with? And he's like, yeah. Or are you okay with me taking her to a room? Yeah, no, I know where you're at. It's cool. Like,
it's all about communication.
Yeah, Bach.
What's that word?
We always say that word, communication.
We blow that word.
Communication
up.
Is
huge
key.
In our group,
very
chat.
Much key.
It's the most important part of this lifestyle.
It is.
It really is.
It really is.
Period.
No. It won't.
This
really.
Lifestyle will not work.
But never,
it is
but
cheating
never feel
if you don't have communication.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that is part of that communication. And if that person can't understand that or respect it,
they don't need to be.
They're
in
out.
That. Yeah.
Exactly.
And we have run across some couples that you almost want to tell them, like, you're just not cut out.
Right.
Right. This isn't going to work.
I think
we're
sorry. Like, even have you guys, even in real life, Sabrina and Thomas, run across a couple. Okay, so Thomas and Sabrina, have you ever encountered a couple where you're like, maybe you should not do this?
Well, after doing this for 19 years, we've ran across hundreds and hundreds of couples.
Right.
You know, from long tenures in this to where their first couple that they've ever talked to about the lifestyle.
Uh-huh. Correct.
And everything in between. And when I'm not going to say I don't have college experience in the lifestyle. There is no way that they have a course like this at any college. Correct. So I'm not some professional about this, but we have seen some shit. In the last 19 years, we have gained quite a few scars, and we have gained quite a few experiences. And there are quite a few couples that we have met that we were like, no, this is not good for you. But it is not my place to say this is not for you. But what we will do is if they have one aspect that they're trying to lean towards, and we're like, we'll tell them straight up, it's like, look, you are doomed to fail. I have seen this numerous times. If you continue down the path, this swinging path, you will fail. Your marriage will fail. Your husband will hate you. Your wife will hate you. And this will blow up in your face.
Right.
And sometimes they take our advice and regroup and head down a different road. Sometimes they'll give us the middle finger and say, fuck you, we're going to do us. And we'll tell them, look, that's your prerogative. Go down that road as you see fit. And sure shit, weeks, months later, we have found out that they are no longer together. They are no longer in the lifestyle. They have ruined marriages. They, you know, whatever the case, there's a million different reasons on why it failed. But the people that don't take advice, good and or bad, doesn't matter, will fail. So I personally do not feel like I am the voice that says, no, this is not for you.
And I personally do not feel like I say this is the voice not for you either. But if I give you the suggestion that this probably isn't the life you want to lead down, I don't want you to take my solid advice, but maybe you want to
regroup. That's why I was saying you regrouped, listen to the advice. Yeah. Listen to, you know, in my rooms.
Experience.
Yeah, experience.
In the three kick rooms I have, I drop a daily topic about the lifestyle. And everybody in that room will comment their own personal opinion. A lot of the newbies won't answer them. They will sit back and listen to them. I will get PMs back from those new people saying, hey, this is a really great topic. I really enjoyed so-and-so's comment. I didn't quite understand so-and-so's comment. So I will go back and read their comment, and then I will elaborate a little bit more on what they were trying to achieve when they were saying this comment. So we had a new couple join one of our rooms, and he would go in and start PMing people. Brand new. He didn't.
Without permission.
Right. And I go, look, dude, you cannot do this. He goes, why? I don't understand. Can you please explain it to me? Aren't we trying to get to know people? Yes, you are. But you need to establish a profile in a group setting first before you establish that profile on a personal level. It's so different because when you're single and you go out and you get on these dating profiles, that's all it is private messages. You know, that's what it is. So that's what you think when you go, you're looking for a couple. So, oh, this couple seems interesting, so I'm going to go and start PMing them. No, that's not how it works. It's one of those weird things that's hard to explain. On how to, what?
Well, I'm trying to get his attention.
Hey, pay attention. Hair wants you. Her metal wants to talk to you. Anyway. So you just you give all this advice to these new people, and if they're not willing to accept it, then you need to they need to go their own route, and they need to find out for themselves how wrong they are. It's just it's almost like talking to a teenager.
It is.
You know, oh, I'm a teenager. Fuck you, mom, dad. I know what I'm talking about. You don't know this. You're an old person. Blah blah blah. And then they find.
Then they find out.
Then your teenager finds out. Oh shit, mom and dad aren't as stupid as they look.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing in a swingers community, a lifestyle community, a polyamorous community, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You have to talk. You have to ask those questions. You have to be. You have to listen to the people that have been doing this for. What are you guys talking about?
They're burping. I think that was from a while. She totally ripped it to AIDS, man. She just ripped it.
Was it in your ear? Mm-hmm. Sabrina did that to me.
Hers rocked.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Thomas.
No,
continue.
You're
all
right.
That was awesome.
Don't worry about it. We've all been drinking. Half of you guys are stoned. We're fucking eating lots of yummy
crackers,
food all day.
Yeah.
Man, so.
Chocolate cookies.
It's just been one of those
coconut,
great.
Dark chocolate cherry cordial.
Yes. They've been amazing.
They're actually pretty tasty.
They are pretty tasty. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to eat one as soon as I stop recording in a few minutes.
But in the meantime, Thomas is going to eat one.
So the lesson is that this lifestyle is definitely not for everybody.
No, it's definitely not for everybody, but it is definitely a learning experience, even if you just want to extend the life of your marriage. You know, if you want to extend a monogamous relationship, I feel like people that are in a non-monogamous relationship that have been doing this for years on end and show that they are still extremely happy, there's something there.
Yeah.
I think it takes away from the urge of wanting to cheat.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
The thing is what the one thing I hate the most is when you talk about an open relationship, people are like, are you not afraid your partner will cheat on you? I'm sorry. I am giving him
the
opportunity to have
permission,
everything.
See, when I another
without
thing.
Cheating, like he literally can have another female, and I'm fine with it. If he actually has to go and get another female without my permission, then there's something beyond that.
One thing that makes me laugh more than anything is when a couple that have been, let's say they've been doing the they're in the lifestyle for a year, 2 years.
Okay.
They join our room and they're like, hey man, I hear you guys have this, this group that you guys really communicate and you talk and everything. And I was like, yeah. And what, you know, you really need to learn how to speak with your spouse. Oh, we already know how to talk to each other. Do you? That right there makes me laugh so fucking hard because within a few days of them being in our chat rooms and how we present these topics, and we'll have the communication topics, they will PM me and go, holy fuck, I don't speak to my husband.
Oh my gosh.
I don't talk to my husband the way I thought I should.
Our communication level completely changed from shallow, like, you know, how's your day? How was work?
You
blah,
get
blah, blah,
those details. It's those tiny little details that matter.
Conversations. I think it helps create a closer relationship with your significant other. You know, if you're good, lifestyle's good for you.
Right.
It made us closer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also made me realize that nobody is ever going to fuck me as good as my husband.
Right.
True.
That's real life.
Oh, that's 100%.
There is nobody 100%. That I am better with than him.
Right. He knows me.
In real life.
But it also helped us to create these awesome, lasting friendships with people that we've had sex with multiple times, and it's not weird, and it's great.
I want to circle around.
You're so much
that.
Closer with your friends because of it. Like
that's that kind of the ending point for us where we're at, because we came into this expecting casual hookups with people we'd probably never see again. Add some spice, just so I could experience new. I wanted to experience new. I dragged him into this because I needed new.
And you failed to mention that before you guys got into lifestyle, you were each other's first.
Yes.
Yes.
And only for me.
Yes.
And only.
He is the only person I had ever been with in any way, shape, or form.
And now here you are, fucking
that's
random.
Awesome.
not random
they're
people,
not
but
random.
You're fucking no, you're fucking
random.
Your best cousin.
Not random.
You're
I mean,
fucking
that's
your
family. I went from being the only person I had ever been with was him. Thought we were coming in this for casual sex, to
so
six,
different.
I mean, well, not six, 8 months. 8 months into actually jumping into this lifestyle, I had the best friends I've ever had in my life. But yes, I mean, I start saying BFFWB, because trying to explain the dynamic is too hard. So I'm just like,
right.
Best friend forever with benefits. But I mean, I even jumped into like a relationship. I had a girlfriend for 3 weeks shy of a year. And like, it all just fell into place that this was where I was happier
right.
than I've ever been. And it wasn't about that casual, I want more sex.
It was
the
different.
Communication.
The communication
and the community. Like
right.
the people,
the type
who
of
became,
people that are in the lifestyle.
The people who became my closest allies, listeners, friends.
Right.
And they could relate to how I felt, what I desired. And it's been the most amazing experience I could
Once
have ever
have
imagined.
Sex with somebody, you've already put yourself out there. I mean, you've already
right. you've exposed
fully
everything.
Exposed all your vulnerabilities. So I mean
yeah, the most vulnerable you can be is opening up yourself. To have somebody enter you or
yeah.
you enter somebody.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
And it's created these amazing friendships with amazing people, which are hard to meet in Utah when you're not LDS.
Right.
You know,
I never
it's hard
imagined
to make
moving
good
back
friends.
To Utah with
so
this life.
It's been, I mean, we've made some really, really good friends through this. And it's, we sometimes we trip out. I'll be like, it's so weird. We've had like sex with these people and it's not weird. There's nothing weird about it.
Right.
And it's not
no.
like, and we don't really talk about it all the time. And it's not like we're constantly talking, you know, it's just, it's completely normal. And
but sometimes when you're relaxed. Like hanging out at a pool and West is over there naked, you just take a picture and send it to us.
Sometimes. Yeah.
And yeah. And it's fucking amazing. We're just like, hey, yo, thanks for the pic. That's fucking
tears.
Great. You don't do that to your normal friends. Do I say normal?
These are
vanilla.
In friends.
Normal is
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
this
but
is.
But you can
normal.
Send that
no,
to your friends
no.
that
I'm not
have,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, have seen Les naked. You're just like, let's send a picture to this.
But
people, because
for
these
Sabrina,
people have seen him naked, and I'm going to send this picture, and it's very
for,
comfortable
for Sabrina and I. This is normal. This
it
is
right,
our
and
normal,
it is for us too.
Normality.
It's not the social
norm.
Or cultural norm,
right? And that's why
in America, anyway. I'm sure
yeah,
in other countries it is.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to push towards, you know, making it a norm.
It blows my mind how fast it became normal.
That will not happen because of a great example would be my mother when she found out.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, yeah.
And she's very Christian, extremely Christian, and. That well, yeah, her whole thing is people who do that kind of thing are selfish and you're putting your daughter at risk. I'm like, what? It's not like I'm having orgies in my house. It's not like that, you know, and
right.
you can't judge a person's integrity based on their sexual preferences. That doesn't, you know,
right.
your whole idea here is completely wrong. But I think as long as there's
the communication.
Well, religion is one of the biggest supporters of
monogamy. It is a big deal. Yeah.
Well, if you've noticed around the world, religion has slowly been disappearing.
It has been.
I was gonna say for Rainbow and Dash, it has very become the normal. But Rainbow and Dash hang out with my, you know, with hair and metal a lot. And they come to our house and see that it's actually a very normal thing. As we know, hair and metal,
the openness in your home,
the openness in the world,
fantastic.
And so when they come in and kiss us, or when she comes in and snuggles with my husband, my kids are not like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Right?
They're just like, that is a really good friend of theirs.
Your daughter that they have said, "Oh, that's so cute."
But literally, granted, your kids are also so older too.
They're all adults. So we do slightly under adult to all adults. We have some 16 to all adults in real life, 7 kids. But in real life, if you come to our house if the rainbow wants to snuggle with the hare, nobody thinks nothing about it because we're a very loving couple. We want to share our love with other people. And for rainbow to snuggle with hare, it's not a thing.
Right.
Like it's not a thing that they have to go, it's a thing that they're just like, my parents love those guys.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's just my parents.
Just my parents. And not to say that like y'all raised your kids like that, but no. We actually have. And so it's a little bit easier.
You know, like,
yeah. So
like with us, one, we're naked a lot at home.
Of course, yes.
Neighbors. And we have a young child. And, you know, at one point, is it not okay? And my whole thing, and I tried to explain to him, I'm like, it's our decision on how we want to raise her and what we want to teach her is normal or not. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the three of us running around naked together.
Absolutely not.
On a hot summer day. You know, we have to tell her, don't go to school and brag to your friends that you run around naked with your parents all the time. I mean, that's not something you share with everybody. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I don't want her to ever be ashamed of her body or nudity or anything like that.
Right.
It's just, you know, where do you, it's a balancing act a bit.
My
mom was concerned, like, you're bringing strangers into your bed. I'm like, I am doing no such thing. You know?
Right.
Carefully screened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, we don't just hook up with people randomly. We have to get to know them. We have to hang out with them at least a few times, you know, before we ever go there.
I love your daughter.
And my daughter loves everybody. She loves you guys.
She's amazing.
I get to be auntie. You get to have kids.
Yeah.
I don't get to have kids, but I get to be auntie to a whole
in real life,
crew
like,
of kids. I love it.
Like Wild's fucking daughter is all of our nieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't get that just by accident. We got that because we earned it.
If anything, we've enriched her life by being in the lifestyle, I think. By bringing awesome human beings like these people into our home that she's gotten to interact with and be around.
So that's that.
At what age does she realize, though, that what's going on?
A year ago, cross
every
joint.
Yeah, I feel like that's a great stopping point on this. You know, friendships is what it's all about. It is not all about what society has deemed, and it's not about sex. It's about the relationships that you gain in the lifestyle. I mean, you've heard us for the last 9-10 months. We've been recording that it's all about friendship and.
Connection with another human.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to thank West and Wild for opening up your homes tonight to us to come all the way down from Salt Lake to record this podcast. And we definitely love all of our Southern friends. So we want to thank you guys so much for this.
We're so glad you finally made it down here.
Yes, finally. We need to get more of our group up here, and we need to get more of your group up north.
Metal and I have discussed the possibility of having a campout event of some kind.
We do a yearly naughty camping trip.
Do you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we do a naughty camping trip every year.
Is that what that was where we met you? Was that the naughty campout?
Yeah. No, that wasn't.
That was just a camp out?
Yeah, that was just a camp out.
Was so fun, you and your kilt. Yeah. That was like one of your first podcasts. That was amazing. Right. Like
we have our naughty camp outs. We do tons of events. We're going to have to get in touch with you guys and show you exactly what we do up north.
I'd love to.
It's quite amazing.
Well, We're a bit limited with the young child, so
right.
it does come.
It happens.
We're
you
not
know.
Trying to kidnap them. Every
you know, we've got people up north in our group that have got young ones, and you know they've got to juggle too. So it's not out of the norm for that to happen, and we totally understand that, and we don't get pissy.
We don't get pissy about
fuck. We've been trying to hang out with you guys for over 2 months now, and we can't because you're fucking kids.
Why do we plan
that's never
a
like
year
that.
In advance?
So, yeah.
Well, you have to plan like months in advance for you guys anyway.
No, a year. I'm just saying, like, in other places that we've been, they plan a year in advance. And so then you know
we
at
do.
This particular time in life,
well,
you have to be available.
Every January, I post a calendar in our room of what we've got going on. And I did that at the beginning of this year, but...
COVID.
So none of that shit happened. So once again, everybody, you can find us at playingbehindthezionwall@gmail.com. All of our information is in the show notes, all of our emails, Mr. Anderson, Sabrina, Doc, and Harley's Twitter pages are all there. Our emails are there. We hope that you guys look us up and ask us all these questions. We do have another episode of the mailbags coming up. So we will be recording one of those soon. Once again, thank you, everybody. And we
Thanks
will
you.
See everybody soon.
See ya.
See ya.